It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And yesterday we started talking about what to do when you feel like your house is in a rut. We've all been there, right? Suddenly you're just sick of the same old, and you feel a need to mix things up.
I definitely feel that urge from time to time, and it's especially helpful to freshen up the house if you've been living there a long time. Clutter can really sneak up on you when you've been in the same house for years. You start to not even notice it, but it's there, and it can really weigh down the overall atmosphere of the house. I'm pretty good about getting rid of things, but I'm continually amazed at how fast clutter can accumulate in the house.
Yeah. William Morris once said, have nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. So those are two good questions to ask yourself when you're trying to weed out the clutter. If it's not useful and it's not beautiful, there's a good chance it's clutter.
One of the reasons a house can get into a rut is pure lack of time. We want the house to look great. We don't typically have the time for a major overhaul. So one of the most practical tips we've learned from a professional organizer friend of ours is to tackle your house in 30-minute increments. Take on smaller parts of a project that each take about 30 minutes to do, because most of us can squeeze in half an hour to freshen up the house.
We'll put a link to some of those 30-minute organizing projects on our homepage today, and you'll find it at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.